morning. Welcome to Tuesday, October 7th. Nice morning. It's cool out there, 39 degrees. Look who stopped by. Melissa from the Leech Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning.
You don't come in here enough. I need to see more of you throughout the year.
I really do.
Yeah. Well, every time you're in, everybody's ears perk up and go, ooh, is it that time again?
It actually is.
And Friends of the Library. I'm going to let you take it. You got a great event happening here.
Well, our traditional annual Friends of the Library Chocolate Day and Book Sale is going to be held this Thursday, the 9th of October, from 12 to 5. The book sale will continue Friday and Saturday during library business hours also. But the chocolate is only that afternoon from 1 or 12 to 5.
So typically, what do the crowds look like, you know, once the chocolate starts flowing? I mean, over the years, it's gotten huge.
Yeah. Last year, we had about 85 people sit in with chocolate, but we had over 125 to-go boxes. And so people don't have to sit in to have their chocolate.
They can just come and grab it and go, yeah.
Grab it and go. Yep.
Okay.
And we have some tremendous desserts. This year, they decided they're going to add some non-chocolate desserts. So look for, you know, I'm guessing pumpkin, maybe apple, you know, on top of the chocolate. But the chocolate desserts really are the...
So it's chocolate
yeah,
plus.
Yes,
with
because not everybody likes chocolate.
Where do these come from? Where does the chocolate come from?
The Friends of the Library, they create them and bring them in.
Okay, so you're not baking like crazy the night before and
all
on you. Of course you are. Of course you are.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite?
Oh, my. I would probably say the chocolate lasagna, I think is what they call it. It's a crust with like a whipped cream and cream cheese mix and chocolate pudding, and then you add more whipped cream on top of that with maybe some toffee bits or some nuts on top.
I'm going to pass out.
Oh, yeah.
Holy smokes.
That's probably my favorite.
That would be my favorite, too.
It's one that my son, Mom, can you make that for us this year?
So that's what you're doing? That's going to be your contribution?
No. My dessert, I've made the same dessert for years. It's a bundt type cake with some cream cheese filling.
Oh, man, that still sounds delicious.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm starving. Let's talk about the books, too.
Okay.
People bringing in, they can bring in any condition?
We like them to be in sellable condition.
Okay, got it.
There was one year we had somebody bring in quite a few books that were
just
not sellable.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what happens, you know. We just don't take textbooks or encyclopedias.
Okay.
They just don't go.
Right.
Because they're dated.
Sure.
Yeah. So, and then sometimes people will bring in like a Reader's Digest condensed version.
Yeah.
And some people like those and some people don't. But we get a few every now and then. So.
Right.
And we also weed from the library and put those on the sale.
Okay.
So the sale is not, it's not a marked sale. It's a free will offering.
I was just going to ask.
That the friends accept.
Okay.
So, yep. And you should see the boxes of books that go out. It's crazy.
I bet. Mm-hmm. I bet. A lot of avid readers around the town. Hey, I got to back up. How was the summer for you over there at the library?
It was wonderful. We had good numbers this year. Off the top of my head, I can't remember, but I think that was better than last year.
I like
that.
So
we're stepping forward.
Great.
Keep going on. And we've got some great parents that keep making sure their kids are reading over the summer.
And the friends of the library, too. I mean,
yes.
Truly are your friends, and they kind of keep the wheels turning over there. And you've got new trees.
Yes.
Thanks to the city. They planted some trees
they
over
did.
There.
Yep. I came back from the North Dakota Library Association conference in Grand Forks on Sunday when we were moving furniture and putting tables up for the book sale. And I said, holy mackerel. They planted like 6 or 7 trees.
Something's different here.
Yeah. They're adding oxygen to our climate.
And improving the landscape. All right. Chocolate happening Thursday.
Yes.
And what time, Melissa?
Starts at noon. The chocolate is served at noon to 5.
Okay.
And the book sale begins at noon also. And the friends are the ones that man and work the program.
Fantastic.
And so they will be there from 12 to 5, and then Friday and Saturday, the book sale will continue during library business hours.
Can people still bring in books? I mean, the sellable?
We can. I had a gal call yesterday, and she asked if she could bring them, and we're so full right now that I said, can you wait a week? Because, you know, we're going to go through them, too,
of course.
We're done. And,
yeah.
So,
all right. Yeah. Looking forward to it. I think you're going to have a great turnout. Chocolate lasagna. You got that in my head now.
And I just wanted to give a shout out to Thrivent.
Sure.
The friends had applied for a grant, and they got a small grant to help with supplies to help them put this event on.
Thank you, Thrivent.
Mm-hmm.
Coming through for you.
Yep.
Melissa, come back a little more often. I need to see your smiling face.
All right. Well, you have a great day.
Melissa Bakken in from the Leech Public Library. Chocolate. This Thursday, it's 8:13 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.